Okay, we are in Chelek Beis, Perek Gimel. We did the first paragraph in Perek Gimel last time. In the beginning of Perek Gimel, the Ramchal said that the avoid of a person in this world is dependent on all the things that were created as his nature, the midas, the midas taivas, the midas rois, gaivo, anava, said rachmanas, achzarias, what a person's going to do with each one of these midas. And besides for that, he put into the world ashirim and aniyim, in order to give the chance to see if there's going to be Rachmanis or if there's going to be Achzarias. Person is tested with their Ashiras, and Ani is tested if he'll be Vistapik B'muot, or if Chas V'Shalom will go against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and Ashir has a Nisayan if he'll become a Bal Gaiva from his Ashiras, will he be Nimshach after Olam Hazeh and not do Avedas Hashem, or even with all his Aisha, all his riches, he'll still remain an Anav. And Mayis Bahabli Oilam, as he ended off that first paragraph, Uvaicher Batereva, Baida Vatekal Kayetzevazeh. So everything was put in this world as an Isayan for a person. The Taiv and the Ra. Will he choose in the Taiv, or will he choose the Ra? Va'amnam, so the Ramchal continues in the second paragraph, Chilka HaKachma HaYayna, as minei hanisayin ha'ele ben ishei min ha'anayshi. The Rabbeinu Shalom divided up all of these types of tests, all of these nisyanos, amongst all the people of mankind. The way the Rabbeinu Shalom decreed and decided ba'oimek atzasa, with the deepness of his eitzah, Hayyaisai Roy Binais. What is Roy? What is befitting? What is nice? Nice is a lashon of Yafa and Taib. What is proper? It's Roy, in other words, it's befitting, and it's also Yafa. V'nimtza l'chal ish v'ish mibnei ha'adam chelek miyuchad. So it comes out that every single person in the world has his own chelek banisayan in the nisayanis of the world, uva mochamas hayyaisai. And he has his own chelek in Muhammad Hayetzer. Vehu pikudasei umasai ba'ilam hazeh. That is his job in this world. V'tzarech lamed bo kefi mashehu. And every person with his kaychas has to excel and has to be oimed in the nisyonos and the Muhammad they are given. We say on Rosh Hashanah, and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Ba'atah Zaychem Ha'aseilam, Ma'aseh Ish Ufkudasai. Meaning, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam remembers and judges the actions, Ma'aseh Ufkudasai, but it's in relation to what his job was. It's not only his actions are dependent on what is Tafkid. Ufkudasai, every person has a Tafkid in this world, his own personal Tafkid. And his job is to be memali that tafkid. He is judged according to his actions, but how his actions are in relation to what his job is, what's the purpose. And we explained this last time also, that according to what a person's job is, just because one person may have accomplished more than another, doesn't mean in what they were supposed to accomplish and their potential, they have actually done more. You could have someone, as we said, who doesn't have such great kishroinus, but they use 60% of their potential, 70%. They didn't get too far, but in their job, in their tafkid, they got pretty far. They almost did it all. Someone else, who was far greater than the first person, but they had much more kaychas, they had much more kishrinas, they only did 30-40%. So at the end of the day, they may have done much more Torah mitzvahs, they've gotten farther along than the first person. However, ufkudasa, in relation to each one's job, the first person did much more. He did 60-70%, the other one did 30-40%. That's ma'ase ish ufkudasa. We don't look at each person just what they did. If you did that, you're right. The person, the second person in our mashal, did far more than the first person did. But when then you look at ma'ase ish ufkudasa in relation to what their job is, what their path is, what their potential, what their benishon wants, So then, the more kashrinus a person has, the more potential he has, the more they have to accomplish. That is what Chazal tell us in Parshas Vayigash, that Avakayin Bardula said, Ilanu miyayim adin, Ilanu miyayim atayikayikha. That Yosef, who was the cousin of the Shvatim, when he gave Taychacha to his brothers, it says they were not able to be Aymed in his Taychacha. There's also tumult from the Taychacha. So when the Rebbeinu Shalom was going to come, that the Rebbeinu Shalom was going to give Taychacha to each and every person, and there's many different mepharshim explaining this. What does it mean? What he is. According to the way we're understanding it now, it's very simple. Lefi Mashehu, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to show him what his tafkid was. Lefi Mashehu, what he was supposed to do in this world. The Rebbeinu Shalom has come along. People are going to come with their heads held high. Here I am, I'm ready for my star. And the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to come along and say, really, this is all you accomplished? Let me show you a movie here. I'll show you a video of what you could have accomplished. You didn't really do much. That's Lefi Mashehu. He's going to give us a chacha according to each person what he is, meaning who, what his job was, what his kaychas were, what he could have accomplished. That's what it means over here. That's what the Rabchal is telling us, that every person has his pikuda. No two people are the same in their job in this world. Every person has their job. And again, it's not measured in comparison to someone else, what they've accomplished. Oh, what do I need to do anything for? I'm way ahead of most people, or I'm way ahead of some people, or some people I consider my peers, I'm ahead of them. It's possible, it may be in the kamus of what you've done, it's ahead, but in the eichus, in understanding what you could accomplish in your potential, could be you're very far behind in the percentage of what you were supposed to do. So that's what it means over here, ma'asishuk kudasi, every person has their tafkid. V'yudnu ma'asav v'midas dina yisparach, and every person's actions will be judged, kefi hamasa shanita ma'ibemes, like we said, according to the load that was given to a person. Every person is given a load. The more kayach a person has, the greater the load the person has. Chazal tell us a lashon, l'fum gam lo shikhana, according to the gamal, according to the camel, is the load. The stronger the gamal is, the stronger the camel is, the more of a load you put on it. So the same thing is, if a person has more kayachas and more kishrinas, his load is far greater. The Rebbeinu Shalom expects far more from him. That's what it means here, kefi hamasa shanitam lai ba'emes b'chol b'chinoisa b'sachlis hadiktuk. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to judge a person according to what they could accomplish. How is a person supposed to know what their tafkid is? That's a very hard thing. How am I supposed to know what's my job in this world? So some of Farshim say that if someone sees a nisayan that they're constantly having, or a chet, or some type of inyan they're constantly being nikshal in, or they're having a hard time in, perhaps that could be what their tafkid is to overcome that, if a person sees. See, again, you have to understand that the Rebbeinu Shalom seems to be sending us here very blindly, telling us we have so much potential, and we have such a load. At the same time, you have no clue what you're supposed to be doing, how much you could accomplish. So there has to be some signs along the way. So, again, maybe if we'd be a very high madregas, we would know a little better what we're supposed to be doing. So one way they say is that something a person sees he's nichshol in many times, that could be something that's their tafkid. Or, the Gaon in Yaina says that if a person sees a certain avera or even a certain mitzvah, that they have a special draw to. You see, certain people like to do certain types of mitzvahs, and they excel in them. So if a person feels his nefesh has a certain draw to a certain mitzvah or to a certain avera, that could be the nisayan. Every avera has on the flip side, it's all a nisayan. You can either do it correctly or not do it correctly. Those things perhaps are the person's tafkid in this world. Now, as we'll see soon, obviously everyone has to do all the mitzvahs. You can't say, well, I have a special tshuka for chesed, and tefillah and everything else, it's just not for me, right? So, if I feel I have a special tshuka, that's obviously my job in this world, and the rest of it I could ignore, because that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. Obviously, everyone have to do every mitzvah that is expected of them. But then, even in amongst the mitzvahs, everyone has to do the mitzvahs. And yet, every person has their tafkid. That means they have their chelik that they need to excel in, that they need to find their niche in, besides for doing the mitzvah itself. That perhaps could be, now again, you have to know, is it the Yetzirah pulling you to the mitzvah, or is it really a tafkid pulling you to the mitzvah? Sometimes, if the guy says in Rus, right, Vatera kimisametes ilalaches, says Naomi was fighting with Ruth, she shouldn't come, she shouldn't come. Then it says, and she saw, she was misametes lalecha, she was like strengthening herself, pushing herself, she wanted to go. So she said, okay, fine, you can come. So what happened? All of a sudden she saw, she wanted to come the whole time. So the Gaon says over there that when a person is running to do a mitzvah, if it's coming too easy to run to do the mitzvah, he has to think to himself, why is it so easy? What happened to the Yetzirah? He gave up on me? It doesn't make any sense. The Yetzirah, the Satan, doesn't just let you do things. Perhaps Adarava, there's not such a big mitzvah. Or I'm supposed to be doing something else, maybe, that I'm really supposed to be doing. So the Satan says, wonderful, go run, do the mitzvah. But Vatera kimisametes ilalechas, she saw she was fighting with herself. She wasn't running to come. She had to overcome something to go to stay with Naomi. So then she realized it wasn't coming from a bad place. Adarava, the Satan didn't want, the Yetzer Hara didn't want her to come. And she was trying to overcome it. So then Naomi said, okay, fine, you could come. So again, it's not a clear cut litmus test here. Well, if that's my, I feel a chukka to it, that must be my tafkid. It has to be, you have to look at it in the whole general scheme of things and what a person has obligations, what they're supposed to be doing, and then see if they have a chukka, is there something that they excel at. But every person has their tafkid. He says this is a mashal ke'avdei hamelech, like servants of the king. Shekulam oimdim l'mishmatei, all of them stand and they have to do the job. Uvein kulam tzarech shetishtalei mavoidas malchusei, and every single person amongst all of them, the job has to be get done. All of the avoida of the malchus has to be done. However, v'nehu mechalik l'chol echad mehem chelik ma, so the king divides it up. Every person gets a portion, at shebein kulam ishtamu kol achalofim ha-mitzdartam loy, till, amongst all of them, they will have that all of the chalofim will be taken care of, and the job will be done. V'nei kol echam me'am mutul alav ha-shlamas ha-chelek ahu ha-shanim soloy. So every person of those soldiers, of those avadim, his job is, that chelek that's his, make sure to do it to the best he can do it. And according to how he does his job, is how the king will pay him back. So the same thing is with us. And you have to, the mashal is not 100% clear here, because when it comes to the Avdei HaMelech, you have to say that every one of the Avdei HaMelech has certain things that all of them do. Because again, the same idea with Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe Yisrael didn't take Taryag Mitzvahs and split up, okay, you take Mitzvah 1, you take Mitzvah 2, and divide 613, and everyone will do their Mitzvah. Everyone's mechuyev to do all the Mitzvahs that are feasible. At the same time, in everyone's Torah, in everyone's Chesed, in everyone's Tefillah, in everyone's unique Mitzvah, there is someone has he. We have our chelik. V'sein chol keinu b'sayra secha. Everyone's learning Torah, but everyone has their own chelik in the Torah. Everyone's doing the same mitzvahs, but your, so to speak, aspect or your outlook or your perspective of the way you do your mitzvah, that's your chelik. Your job is to do it to the best of your ability. That's something nobody else could do. And when the Rabbeinu Shalom needs that, quote unquote, needs that, the way he set up the Bria is, that every single person should have his chelik, that means when he's putting together, so to speak, the puzzle of mitzvahs in Olam Haba, in Olam, wherever it is, in his Olamas, so there are 613 that every person has to do, and every person is contributing to those 613. But then, in each mitzvah, in the mitzvah of chesed, for example, so in the mitzvah of chesed, there's a big space upstairs in the puzzle for chesed. Every person contributes to that, uniquely. Uniquely. Every person's unique perspective and the way they do the mitzvah of chesed goes into that big puzzle piece called chesed. And when everyone of Klal Yisrael does their job, it'll be a complete piece put in the right spot. So again, we're all doing the same thing, so to speak, but every person has their tafkid in the mitzvahs, in each and every mitzvah that they're mechuyev to do, and then sometimes there are mitzvahs that they excel at more than others, that is their unique tafkid in the world. So that's the idea over here. We find in this expression when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klai Yisrael, it said Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Nase. Right, in Parshas Mishpatim at the end, and the Torah says it again over there. It says Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Nase V'Nishma. So in this week's parasha, it said Nase. Over there, it said Nase V'Nishma. In this week's parasha, it said Vayanu Kol Ha'am Yachtov. Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Nase. Over there, really, Mishpatim, it says it twice. One time Nase, one time Nase V'Nishma. Again, when it says Nase, it says Vayanu Kol Ha'am Kol Echad Vayomru Yachtov Kol Echad. When it says Nase, it seems they said it Yachtov in unison. When it says Nase V'Nishma, so then Vayanu Kol Ha'am. So the Meshech Chachma explains very simply. He says that this Taryag Mitzvahs. Now, not every person can be mekayim all tariyag mitzvahs b'poyel actively. B'zman hazeh can't do half of the mitzvahs even. But even when you're able to do them, the certain mitzvahs for kehanim, the certain mitzvahs for levim, the certain mitzvahs for melech, for sanhedrin, for nasi, for men, for women, not everyone can do every one. You can't have a checklist and say, okay, I'm going down the list, 613. It's impossible. However, there is a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael as a whole. Klal Yisrael is considered one big being. We find part of Klal Yisrael, there's the Lev Ha'eda, there's Einei Ha'eda. There are different Eivarim in every person in Klal Yisrael makes up part of this one big being called Klal Yisrael. It's one unique being, everyone is an Eivar there. So Klal Yisrael as a whole has to be Mekayim Taryag Mitzvahs. Not every person can do it. If every person does their mitzvah, Klal Yisrael as a whole will be mekayim tariyak mitzvahs. So Klal Yisrael said, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nase, we will do everything. We will do everything. How is it possible? Every Jew should say they're going to do every mitzvah. No. Vayanu Kol Ha'am Yachtov. They said it together. When we get all together, collectively, we have decided, we have promised Hashem, we're going to do all the mitzvahs. Not that every individual is going to do every single mitzvah, but Yachtov. Together, if we each do our tafkid, then all the mitzvahs will be in the sky. At the same time, Chazal do say that there are certain, for example, Bizman Hazeh can't bring a carbon. So what do? You can't bring a carbon, so you learn Hilchos Karbanos. You learn about Karbanos. So it's Kilu Hikriv. That's the whole Indian in the davening of saying Karbanos in the morning is an Indian of Limud. It's not just to rattle it off, the Paiskim say. Should know a little bit. That's why I come to Yavna, to learn all Karbanos. To that you should know what you're saying. It should be Kilu Hikriv. So, in fact, the Shlo, or one of the Paiskim even brought down that when you say Karbanos in Davening, you shouldn't say it in the Nigan of Davening, you should say it in the Nigan of Learning. Because it's the Nigan of Limud, of learning. When you learn about it, it's Kilu Hikriv. So therefore, a person really could be Mekayim, not actively, all Taryag Mitzvahs. Because the mitzvahs that I could do, I do. The mitzvahs I can't do, I could learn about. So each person in Klal Yisrael said, by Yomru, they said, each individual, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nase will do, and the ones we can't do, V'nishma, Shmi as a lashon of Limud HaTorah. Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nase V'nishma. So when it's Nase, it's Yachta. Together we're all going to do it. When it's each individual, Vayomru, Lashon Rabbim, each individual said, Yirbanu Shel Olam, Nase V'Nishma. We'll do all the mitzvahs that we could, the other ones that we can't, each one of us will learn about it. So there were two haftachas, so to speak, the Klal Yisrael, or two brisim that Klal Yisrael made to the Yirbanu Shel Olam. There's Nase, and there's Nase V'Nishma. But that's the same idea that every person in Klal Yisrael has their tafkid brought together by each person in Klal Yisrael doing their own unique tafkid coming together to be mashlim the mitzvah. Continues Ramchal, Ach midas hachiluk hazeh udrachom niskavim oy. Me'asa gaseinu v'yach shalom alam alei. Number one, we can understand why we weren't told this, because there would be no bechira. Really, a person knew what their potential is, what expected of them. So, the inyan of bechira was misfakel a little bit. However, the Ramchal is saying it's more than that. It's not just that the Rebbeinu Shalom hasn't let us know. Achmidut achilak hazel drachav niskavim ma'ir me'asagatenu. V'yevshir lanu lamed aleyem. Ki machach ma'ayayna ha'niskavim mikal seichel, ki shi arasam v'hi sidrasam ba'ifen ha'yoyser sholem. It's impossible for us even to understand how and why the Rebbeinu Shalom divided it up. As if we'll say, it's possible for us to understand, but it's not good for us, so we don't want to know. It's not good for us. It'll be batal the inyan of Bechira. It's not like that. It's impossible. These are niskavim ma'oy me'asag yaseinu v'yev shalom olam and aleyev. The Rebbeinu Shalom, who's above all seichel, he decided exactly how every neshama, how every dar, how every person, how everything should be divided up for whatever shleimus he's looking for. V'hineh. Now he continues. B'yayis inyani oylam kulam nimshachim v'natakim ishtalshulis me'inyin lemin. Mimitziyusam manivdolam manitziyusam gashmiyim k'mosh zakarnu leo b'chelik aleph parakei. We explained before in the end of Chelik Aleph that everything in this world is really the only the end of a line. Everything that's gashmi starts up in the olam ha'elyonim with some shayrish ruchni. It starts up there and it trickles its way down. Whatever happens starts up there and moves its way down. Hinei kol inyanim ha'ela. So then we have to understand that everything in this world, pratei nisyayna shel adam, meaning all the details of the nisyaynas of a person, the oishra, the oimi, that's everything that goes on, the moishra zacharnu, maskul shayrish v'chinasa manivdolim, l'fi amitziyos ha-shayach v'anitikun v'kilkul k'moishra gosabdi l'mayla. It all starts, not here, it all starts there in the sharashim. Everything that surrounds a person and gives him his nisayayin starts up in those kaiches. Each one, if it's a tikkun, if it's something good, or it's a kilkul, it's something bad, that he has a choice to choose, it's all there. Uchefi inyanam sham. So what happens is it's decided the din, it's decided and decreed there what his nisayin in this world should be. So the ruchniyah starts up there, moves its way down here, and then it comes out the pile in this world. The Rebbeinu Shalom has decided exactly what the best way for this is to happen, but again, it doesn't start here, it starts up there. Now what's he trying to say with this paragraph? So on the bottom here, Rav Chaim Friedlander explains, he's trying to explain the inyan of a mazel. We find the concept that if a person, Chazal tell us, someone who's born in the mazel called madim, red or blood, whatever it is, a red mazel, is going to be a bloody person. So either he's going to be a ritzayach, or if he's smart, he should become a shaykhet, he should become a mayo. A lot of a person's tendencies are dependent on which mazel he is born into. Now, that doesn't mean it just happens. Obviously, the Rebbeinu Shalom has decided that this neshama, with this person, with his kishrinus, with his tchunais, with whatever tafkid he's supposed to have, this is how he's supposed to be made up. These are supposed to be his nisyanus. So therefore, where does he create him? In this mazel. How does a mazel work? It means if I know the constellation called Madim, I figure it out, it's not that mazel, it's not that constellation. Obviously, that mazel, that constellation, has its shayrish in ruchnius. So that means that the shefa of whatever that stands for is coming out through that mazel.
Oh, yeah.
So if a person is born in the mazel of Madim, it's not that it happens to be the stars are flying around in some whatever pattern it is, so mainly it turns out to be a Madim person, or maybe some shape in the sky, so that's who he's going to be. Obviously, that's just a reflection of the ruchnius that is being brought about by those mazalos. So that is what he's trying to say over here. That prati nisayin shalodim, all the details of the nisayin start up there in those mazalos, in those ruchnius. Now, even though Chazal say a mazal Yisrael, there is such a concept, which is a big sugya, big inyan in understanding, major machlokes amongst all the Rishonim and how to understand mazalos and mazal Yisrael. And if I am correct, later on, I think he may talk about this later on in the Sefer, but for sure in Das Tfunas, in the Rav Chaim, his other Sefer, he talks about this barichas. However, The Pashup Shad is, Taisva says over there, that every person has mazalos. Klai's Goyim are tied into their mazal. There's no way out of the mazalos. Ein mazal Yisrael means that through a big schus, a person is able to change his mazal. Person has mazalos, but we're not 100% locked in, because Klai Yisrael could be above the mazalos. We're able to change it. But there, it starts off, every person starts off being born in a mazel with certain tchunais, but again, it's not chance, it happens to be, he was born there. That is all part of this big picture of who they are, what their job is, what their kishrinus need to be to accomplish their job, what their nitsyinus need to be to accomplish their job, and therefore, they are given these tchunais, these midas, these traits, dependent how their Baruch Shem set it up is, this is which mazel, and these are the things that affect him and affect the things around him. Nimsei continues, Lufi Asherish Hazeh, Shatzlochas Oilem Hazeh V'Tzaraisav, Yiyu L'Shiyanusav Vom Ha'odom B'Chelek Mechelke Anisoyen, Shashira Chochma Yoni Esno L'Yishahu. So it comes out, if we understand, that the Hatzlochas in this world and the Tzaris Rachman Al-Islam in this world are all Nisyonis. They were all given to each person as a chalik of what his nisayin is in the world. Hatzlachas are a nisayin too. Aisher, as we said, the Mezuz Tisharim says, Ki kal din yanei ha'ilam, bein taivu, bein lira, hinei heng nisayin es l'adam. Everything is a nisayin. Even a hatzlachas is a nisayin. What are you going to do with the hatzlacha? You're going to use it to grow on avodas Hashem, or you're going to use it to say, Kaychi v'aytem yadi. What's a person going to do? Is he going to lax in mitzvahs because of the hatzlacha? Or they're going to be better mitzvahs because now they're able to do more. Everything in the world, and for sure tzaras, ra, things like that, are all nisyonos for a person. And that is all dependent on who the person is. Everything has been tailor-made for each and every person, kefi what their tachlis is, lefi what their tafkid, in the big picture of this olam, everyone has a chelik and everyone has a tafkid. Now this is what we spoke about, I think, 2 weeks ago, or I remember last week, when we started the Inyan of Ashkacha. And with the Inyan of Ashkacha process. And we explained, B'Shem Rabbeinu Bachai, who says that there's two aspects to Ashkacha. There's one aspect to Ashkacha that the Ramchal talked about before, that since a person has Bechira, every action has a consequence. And something happens from it. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't just, it's not like animals that they don't have a Bechira, they can't change anything. Everything that happens to them started off in the Olamos Elyonim in their Shayrish. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam just has to make sure that the Shayrish is still around so those things can be around. But if man has Bechira, that means he could change things that go on around him. But if everything that goes on around him has to start up in the Olamos Elyonim, so that means his Bechira goes upstairs into those Olamos, manipulates something, changes it, and then it comes back in this world to being changed. That means that Hashem has to pay attention, so to speak, has to give Ashkacha to every action. That's every person's the same way. Every person has his action, has its consequence to it. That's one type of Ashkacha. But this is the second type of Ashkacha, which sometimes we call Ashkacha process, which means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will save or help tzaddikim or other people that they shouldn't get hurt, that things shouldn't happen to them. And that, we explain, is dependent on a person's madrega. The higher a person is, the more Hashkacha pratis in this inyan of being saved that they have. Every person, every human Klai Yisrael has it, but it's l'fi madregosai. So the same thing here. He's saying the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was geizer shemi teledes ma'ase adam atzmai, that the result of a person's own action yiyeh he'ozri mimeni yisparach. He's going to cause that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will help him lehakilai hasag shleimusai, to make it easier for him to reach his shleimus v'hatzilai min hamikshalim, and to save him from stumbling. Kenyan Shanema, like it says, Ragli Chasidov Yishma, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam watches Ragli Chasidov, that they shouldn't be fighting. Vulam Vadai Shagam Bazem Madregas Madregas Yesh. But we have to know, this has many Madregas to it. Ki matzei echad, you could find the person sheshuras hadin titen kifi ma'aser shekvarasa, that the shuras hadin says that according to the actions he has already accomplished. What has he done? He's always doing such great things. Sheyazreu habayis barach ezerma, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will help him out. So this one hasn't done such great things. He's done some things. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, okay, you did a little bit, you get a little help. Va'acher shadino yeshe Yisrael ezer yoser galbil v'yakel alav hasagas hashleimus kalus rab. Another person, his actions warrant that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should help him on a great level, and it'll make it even easier for him to get to his shleimus. Va'acher shiroi leizer leheazer ezer yoser galbil. You could have someone else even greater than that. According to the person's actions is how much siyata d'shmaya they'll have in the next nisayon. Which seems to be, if you think about it, what ends up happening is that if a person passes a nisayon, the next nisayon might be a little easier. Why? Because now Hashem's helping him a little more. The greater the person becomes, the more help the Rabbeinu Shalom ends up giving him in order for him to get to his shleimus. Perhaps the nisayonis might get harder, but the siyua, the help he'll get, will be even greater. And perhaps at the end of the day, when you weigh it out, it might even end up being an easier nisayon than some of the nisayonis before. But why is that? That was because he's getting schar for everything that he chose when he didn't have the same help. Someone who Hashem, minaroi, that he shouldn't have any help from Shemayim. He's like mediocre, this guy. He's not right to be helped, but at the same time, he's not going to get things to make it hard for him. Right? You could have obstacles in your way of Shleimus, and you could have help in your way of Shleimus, and you could have neither. Just, it is. So you can have a person, the first chelik are ezer, small ezer, bigger. You have a person in the middle, he's not roi for any help, but he's not roi, he's not so bad that Hashem says, I'm going to stop you from reaching your shleimus, or make it harder. V'acher, you'll have another person, shemishpata yeter sheyar v'loi yekubim, that he's there, Rabbeinu Shalom will put a stumbling block, so put things in the way, v'yitzdarich, now it doesn't mean he can't do it, but v'yitzdarich lechoyzeh gadol v'amor rabat sheyatzigenu. He's going to need a great strength. He'll need to work very hard to overcome it, to get back, so to speak, maybe to the other side where he could get help. Va'acher shehu arasha gomer sheisasmu b'fonam kol darchi atikun. Kev arasha gomer will be closed up in front of him all the darchi atikun v'yidache b'rasay v'yesh v'chol azvarim ho'ela protim rabin ma'id. So this idea that you have tzadikim, we have Chazal always tell us, Hashta behemdom shel tzadikim mein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi darkol hayadam tzadikim atzon lekol shekein. That if you find the chamor of Pinchas ben Yair, the Rabbeinu didn't eat things that didn't, ma'aser wasn't taken off. Chazal always say that if the behemah of tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure nothing happens to them, kal v'chomer, he helps out tzadikim themselves, nothing should happen. There's a concept that Rabbeinu Shalom helps out tzadikim that they shouldn't fall in their nisayon, or anything shouldn't happen to them, no takala. At the other side, you have, in the past week's parshas, we have Paroi. What happened to Paroi? Yivechazik Hashem v'slibay. Hashem keeps on being mechazik leiv Paroi. Doesn't sound fair, right? So what is, everyone knows the famous Rambam. The Rambam says, the Lashon of the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, and Dalet is, Ve'efshir sheyechta adam chet gadol lechatzayim rabin. A person could do a great chet, meaning an echus. It's a very big chet. Or in Kamus, Chatoim Rabim, he did a lot of Chatoim. At Sheite Nadin Lifnei Dayan Ha'emes, Sheyapiroin Mizeh Achoyte Achatoim Eile, Sheosu Birtzoinu Midaitoi. The Rabbeinu Shalom has decided that the payment for these Chatoim that he did Biratzoi, he did them Biratzoi, he had Bechira, Shemoini Mimenu Achuvo, says the Rambam. The Rabbeinu Shalom could decide, this person has fallen so far, too many times, he's no tshuva. In order that he should not be able to do tshuva. That's why it says, Vani achazik aslev paris of the Rambam. Because he started off by himself. The first five makas it says, paro is mechazik his own way. He did it himself. So once he did it himself, five times, the Rabbeinu Shalom said, that's it. I'm not going to let you do tshuva anymore. Notan adin limnoya tshuva mimenu, withhold tshuva. And the truth is, the Rambam continues over there, that happened also by the Churban Bayis Rishon. The Rambam says, learns in the Pesukim over there, the Rabbeinu Shalom was meneya from Klal Yisrael, the ability to do tshuva. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, it's too late. You did too much, there came a point, you can't do tshuva. We find by Acher, by Elisha ben Avuya. What was his problem? Why didn't he do tshuva? He heard, Me'achariya parga tshuva banim shayvim chutz me'acha. Now, it's true, there are those Rishayim who learn that that was part of the Nisayim. We'll get to that a little bit later, that it's there's never a point. The Rambam is saying you could come to a point that you can't do tshuva. That itself is also a big deal in the Rambam, exactly what he means, how it works, all these details. But the Rambam simply learns, seems to be, that the Rosh Hashanah will be Meinei Tshuva. However, there are other Rishayim and others say there's no such thing. What do you mean, Meinei Tshuva? Everyone could be Shav. However, it might be very hard. You might not have Siyata Dishmaya to do Tshuva. Maybe that's what it means, that the Rebbeinu Shalom, it comes to a point that Rebbeinu Shalom, nah, he doesn't let you do tshuva, he doesn't give you a siyata dishmai to do tshuva. But the possibility is there. There could be a nisayan, some rishayim say, that was a nisayan for Acher. Will he listen to the Basko? Or will he listen to the Torah that says that the aim of Rahman Bifna Tshuva? Which one will he do? He failed the Nisayim. He shouldn't have listened to the Baskal. He thought a Baskal knows everything. A Baskal is like Nebuah. But that Baskal was a Nisayim for him. So, but there's at least the concept that the Rabbeinu Shalom, at least for sure, will be the Rambam, and it sounds like a Pshuta over here in the Ramchal, that the Rabbeinu Shalom will be Maineya, the Yechailas, to do Tshuva. However, this is the middle of the road, and this is the Rambam we mentioned other times in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam asks, why is it that Schar is an Olam Haba? Let's explain through the whole Indian over here. Everything Schar is an Olam Haba, everything in the Torah is Olam Hazeh. If you do the mitzvahs, you'll get Olam Hazeh. Kukai se teleichu, v'im shamayah, everything is Olam Hazeh. The Rambam, for two prakim, in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam for two prakim of Tshuva goes on to say how everything is Olam Haba. Then he says, you ask me a simple question. Don't say one word about Olam Haba in the Torah. He talks about Olam Hazeh, how wonderful it will be if you do the mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, yes, if you do the mitzvahs when you have the opportunity to do it, so the Rabbeinu Shalom will make it easier for you to do mitzvahs, to continue doing mitzvahs. Like it says over here, you'll have an Ezer. It'll be easier. You won't have things stopping you. You'll have Siyata Dishmaya to have, even in your Nisayonis, to continue doing mitzvahs. Why? Kidei shenitzka l'chai Olam Haba. So you'll be have more schosim to be zaycha, yes, to that in Olam Haba. Right? When Yisavu ha-Chachavim ha-Nevi'im, that the Rambam here says that it's Malachim, when we pray that, why the Chachavim ha-Nevi'im, what Yumais ha-Mashiach? Why? So they should be pani from Iskei Olam Hazeh. They won't have any problems with Olam Hazeh. There won't be any wars. They'll be shalom. They'll be able to be Isaac and Ruchniyat. Kidei she'izka l'chai Olam Haba. Se'chai Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, but if a person doesn't do mitzvahs when it's easy, when he has the chance, then the Rabbeinu Shalom says, you're not interested, I'll give you ikuvim. They'll be harder for you to do. You won't have the same siyata dishmaya. You'll have things. V'yitzarech mamish this lashon that the Ramchal says, chayze gadov amorav. You're going to have to work very hard now. You're nisrael shal be'avayda in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so you lose the avayda. You're nisrael shal be'avayda, so that was the union of Hanukkah. Why they lose the avayda, the Bach says, nisrael shal be'avayda. They became a little shvach in doing the avayda. Baruch Hashem says, you're not doing the avayda when it's easy. Let's see, I'm going to take it away. Now Matis Yom Bonav, they have to go be Maisa Nefesh to get it back. It's not so easy anymore. Same idea. We find the first time around, Shimon HaTzadik went out to the city and he went out with Big Day Kuna Gedayla, and that's it. That was the end, right? Because he said over there, every time I go to war, I see this Shimon HaTzadik here, I see this most of this person, and I always know I'm going to be Matzliach. In those days, Kaiser was doing everything properly, they didn't have to fight wars. So Shimon HaTzadik went out, the Rebbeinu Shalom made it, boom, it was over. Later on, in the same Malchus Yavon, what happens? The Kashmonaim have to go and be Meiser Nefesh. Because if you become Shvach, then the Rebbeinu Shalom says, okay, I'll put Ikuvim. And that's the same idea over here. The Rebbeinu Shalom will put Ikuvim in a person's way. It doesn't mean he's Pater now. It's just going to be harder for him to swing over to the other side. He's going to need a Chazak Gadol, Amor Rav. When the person then is Meiser Nefesh for it, then he'll get back to the other side. So that's the idea over here. There's hashkacha, pratis, in both ways. Helping a person, keeping a person away from averus, from nisyanos, helping them through nisyanos. On the other side, the same hashkacha pratis, if a person doesn't do what's right, puts ikuvim in the way. You don't want my mitzvah? Okay. Or you're not doing it when it's easy? It's going to be hard now to do it. Let's see what's going to happen. V'yesh b'chal ha'dvar me'la pratim pratim rabi mar. V'inei nimtza she'epsha she'yizka adam. V'yugzuru alav atzlachas b'ilu mazel l'sayyeh b'avadazai. It's possible that a person will be zaycheh and will be decreed upon him hatzlacha n'ilu mazel, like the Rambam said. L'sayyeh b'avadazai, it's going to help him do his avadah. Like we say, b'al l'taher, messiah n'aysai. You want to do good? The B'nai Shalom is messiah. He helps you out. He gives you help. And it should be easier for him to come to Shleimus. But the extra Shia Nigzor Allah Kafi Myself, again, this is all dependent on a person's actions. Have saved him, Bitsaris, Sheyamdu Kichaimulafanim, they'll be like a wall in front of him. They'll divide between him and the Shleimus. He wants to break through that wall, it's going to be much harder. And he has to strengthen himself. It's more than normal with all his tirbus in order to be matzik, to get the shleimus. They bring down over here that Rabbi Rukham once said, someone once came to one of his talmidim and said that he's not doing well in his ruchnius. He's losing out a lot. He has a lot of tirdus. He's not able to focus on it. So the Rabbi Yochum answered him, what do you think? You think the Rabbi Nishalaylam, what happened in Shemayim, they're going to take away tirdus from you? You just wait around till they take it away and then you'll do your ruchnius? Adarabba. All that's going to happen is, if you don't do with these tirdus what you're supposed to do, there'll be more tirdus. Your job is to overcome the tirdus and be Ayyavidus Hashem, and that's the way you'll remove them. You can't wait around and say, okay, listen, it's too hard now, let me wait till things get easy. All that means is, you're just starting the ball rolling, it's going to get harder and harder and harder, because the tirdus and the hardness is going to be even more. Adarabba, you nip it in the bud, it gets a little bit hard, you overcome it, and then that's the way the Rabbi Nishon takes care of it. The hefech zel rasha, the opposite is by a rasha. Efshar sheyugzer alav hatzlachos. It's possible that a rasha could be goyzer on him hatzlacha l'ftayach lefanav pesach la'avadin sheyudachavoy, in order to open up this opening that he should be pushed out into total loss. The efshar sheyugzer alav tzaros. At the same time, it's possible that a Rasha wants to do so much bad that the Rebbe Shalom is not interested in that happening. So he brings sorrows to that Rasha, so he shouldn't be able to do the bad thing. Sometimes the Rebbe Shalom doesn't want certain things to happen, even though there's Bechira. You have to remember, we'll get into this a little bit next time, and that is that although there is Bechira, mankind cannot just run the world into the ground. That's not what the Rebbe Nisham is interested in. There's a certain gvul, as we'll see next time, we'll get a little bit more into it, into Rishus. So comes the point, the Rebbe Nisham says, enough is enough, you're out of this game. You're taking it too far. What do you mean there's Bechira? Yeah, you had your Bechira. Bechira ends at a certain point. You chose and chose and chose and chose. There's only so far I'm going to let my... Because again, the Rebbe Nisham has a tachlis for this world. And for whatever reason, he decided that he wants mankind to bring it to that tachlis. When we give off a little bit too much, sometimes the Rebbe Nishon has to give a little shake and push everyone back on. It's almost like if you're overlooking one of these like one of these mazes, you know, that you walk through, these corn mazes, you walk through, and sometimes if you stay on top, you can see where everyone's going. And it comes a point sometimes that the person just keeps on knocking into that. There's no way, out. So what happens? See, someone goes and says, point this way, or if you're then you take the person and you give them a little turn. Say, start walking that way. Sometimes when a kid's walking into a wall, so you have to just turn them and let them go the other way. Sometimes the Rebbe Nishom, and he'll do it in a way of Bechira, and we'll talk about this next time, how the Rebbe Nishom does it. It's all through Bechira. But a person's Bechira is dependent on the choices in front of him, depending on what choices Hashem gives. The choices may be very in a very small spectrum of choices of what he's supposed to do. Why? Because the Rebbe Nishom is not interested in going in that direction or backwards or that way. He wants him to go that way. that way, go this way a little bit, this way a little bit. There's different directions at least, but to be in the proper direction, you'll see from there where you end up. But if we start moving in the wrong direction, the Rav Hashem says, listen, I'm going to start maneuvering a little bit. Through Bechira. It's all part of it. And that's the same idea. If a Rosh is taking too much rishas, the Rav Hashem wasn't here to let his world be run into the ground. There's a tachlis. So Rav Hashem says, you're in the game for a certain amount of time. You chose too much, you're going too bad, you're out. So this Rosh, either we could give him a lot of atzlacha so he should continue his rishas and be lost, or sometimes the Rav Hashem says, no, you had enough rishas, I'll give you tzaraas. Don't let the Rasha do what he wants. Don't let him do his tachlis. Sometimes the rishas, the Rav Hashem will stop it from happening. Yes, there's bechira for him to choose it. But the Rav Hashem can say, okay, but that's it. The game's over now. Bechira's over. Your time's up, and he's going to stop it. And we will stop here, and Bezus Hashem continue next time. You're welcome.